St. Petersburg is known as a haven for creative arts, and there's no shortage of opportunities to refine and celebrate work. A writing conference this weekend focuses on the business side of things. I had a chance to talk with Tiffany Rosano, the founder of the literary arts organization Wordier Than Thou, about the group's second annual publishing conference.
There are a lot of workshops and writing conferences out there that focus on the craft of writing and not so much the business side of things, which I think a lot of writers need the biggest help with. A lot of them tend to finish their book and then they don't really quite know where to go with it from there. The focus is all on that self-promotion and marketing, the networking, the working within your community, you know, working with booksellers and libraries and community organizations on ways to get your work out there. And really at the heart of it all, we're talking with a lot of already published authors, like some names that you might know, local names, folks from around the state.
Drop some names.
Well, we've invited out Jeff Strand. He's an author out of Atlanta, a horror guy, YA guy.
YA?
Yeah, YA, young adult. And they're all going to share their personal publishing journeys. So we're trying to make it a little bit more engaging than like a how-to, like a do this, do that. It's going to be storytelling based. They're going to just share what they've learned.
What do you think makes the Tampa Bay area unique in terms of cultivating writers?
The arts scene here is tremendous in general, and there are so many writers here. You know, it's amazing. I think you have a lot of Northerners retiring down here or just moving down here, and they have a lot of stories and experiences and talent. I've been here about 10 years, and as I saw visual arts starting to get really built up and supported and have, like, groups of artists come together, I didn't see a lot going on for literary artists, and I think they go hand in hand.
I'm thinking about all these great stories that people have inside them that don't get out because people are too scared,
right.
They're clueless, or they try, but they're not trying the right way.
Sure. You know, they write something and they don't know where to go with it next. People still envision that old school sort of like, here's the big publisher, I'm sending my book to this agent. Meanwhile, there are a lot of other avenues to go. There's literary prizes and contests. You know, you can take short stories, essays, cull pieces of your book down into more readable, smaller passages and submit them to literary journals and magazines. I feel like it's a matter of perseverance. You need to have that confidence in your work.
One of the events in the conference is a publishing salon.
Oh, yeah.
What happens there?
We're inviting small presses and literary journals from mostly Tampa Bay area, but I have some poetry chapbook series coming down from Ocala called Red Mare. The idea is that these publishers essentially are going to connect with the authors attending our conference, and you'll learn about, you know, who they are, what they're publishing, and what they're looking for, and they'll talk about, you know, how they might be able to work with you as an author.
Who is represented maybe more than another? Do you have business writers more than novelists, or mystery horror more than, you know, personal narrative?
I don't know why, but down here you find a lot of genre writers, like fantasy and horror and sci-fi and things like that. But you do see a lot of literary fiction, especially with Eckerd College being right here. A lot of their students kind of come from their own backyard, basically. So you see a really good mix.
Cool. Well, Tiffany Rosano with Wordier Than Thou, she's putting on the Tampa Bay Publishing Conference this coming weekend. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.